Tucano Estate Chardonnay is really good. I mean, I'm the winemaker, I'm going to say that, but it's seriously good. We're blessed in Central Otago to have a fantastic climate for Chardonnay. It gets super hot, so we get those riper characters pushing into tropical characters at times. But the really cold, cool evenings, the cold start to the growing season and always a cold finish to the growing season mean that we retain that acidity and we retain this really crystalline minerality in the wines. So you get this lovely contrast. You get these riper flavors. You know, there's no green characters there, but you've got that fresh acid, which just keeps a drive to the wine and keeps it linear and keeps it focused. Up until this year, our total plantings of Chardonnay have been about half a hectare. That's half a hectare of Mendoza grapes, organically farmed at our Jerome vineyard. And the winemaking on that is very straightforward. It's just good, clean fruit, hand-picked, whole bunch pressed first thing in the morning when it's cold. Some years we'll go direct to barrel, other years we'll do a light settling in tank, but that's very much just dropping out the heaviest solids and retaining everything else. So we like to go to barrel with really cloudy juice, and some years a wild fermentation, other years cultured yeast. Again, it depends on other factors. Fermentation in oak, a mixture of new and old, always French. And then lees stirring, partial malolactic, and remaining in oak until we think it tastes good. There's really no formula for that wine apart from good fruit and fermentation in wood. Every year it's a different length of time on oak. It's a different amount of lees stirring or none. Some years it's full malolactic, other years it's partial. It really is just a reading of the season and how we think we can best express it. So I always find our Pinot Gris has, because of the Mendoza clone, which is hen and chicken, it's big berries and small berries, very small bunches, you get this interesting spread of flavour characters. So we get kind of citrus, sometimes green apple in the bigger berries, and then in the smaller, riper berries, we get these kind of almost crushed pineapple, tropical fruit kind of notes. And so you get this lovely kind of spectrum through the wine of all these different fruits. Then combined with the thyme on lees and the malolactic, we get a brioche, kind of hazelnut characters coming through, a nuttiness. We get lovely toasty oak characters. And yeah, that's why I love the Chardonnay. For me, it's a wine which is complete, it's challenging, it's interesting to make and interesting to drink. Pairing it with food, it's kind of vintage dependent. In the crisper years, I find it sits very well with, I'm going to be boring here and just say, you know, your white meats and your chickens, but I don't know, what do you pair Chardonnay with? Whatever you're eating, I guess. I'd probably drink it on any occasion. One thing I've noticed about our Chardonnay is it is very temperature sensitive. So the way I like to drink that Chardonnay is get it super cold, like way colder than you should, and pour a glass. The first kind of 3-4 sips of that is just racy acidity and like very, very fresh, and you get the kind of citrus notes and floral notes, and then as it warms in the glass it kind of transitions into peaches, and then, you know, warming again it starts to transition into like warmed nuts and those lovely bready brioche characters, and you just get this journey through that wine just in that single glass.